All right, you just heard
some... Wait a minute.
Yes, you just heard some... The newest song from Bad Marriage. It's the newest single, Tail Chaser. These guys are great on record and live. They have such a knack for songwriting. Lots of great songs. This great local band. January issue of the UK's Classic Rock magazine included a CD of the best of the year. And the Bad Marriage song, Electric Emerald Eyes, was on that CD. And then the magazine read, Bad Marriage is what might have happened if Guns N' Roses hadn't gotten distracted by dolphins and pianos back in 1991. They are quintessential classic rockers, all soaring guitars, thunderous thrums, and oozing charisma. Great accolades for Bad Marriage, and in my opinion, it's about time. The band's going to be playing Friday night at playing Fitz's birthday bash. Happy birthday, Fitzy. It's going to be at the Tradesman in Milford, Mass. Before that, you heard another local... This has been... No, not all. You had another local band, Highway Chapel, with their brand new single, Darkness. Band plays Americana, roots, blues, rock and roll, mix stuff, and they have members who were in James Strait and the White Stance. Highway Chapel will be playing Saturday night at Sadie's Bar and Grill in Salem, New Hampshire. Before that, you heard New Orleans from the Devil's Twins' new disc, America Noir Volume 1, which came out in September of this past year. And this is great. The Devil's Twins are going to be doing a show live at Fraser at WGBH Studios in Brighton on Wednesday from 7 to 9. I believe the tickets have to be purchased in advance. I'm psyched. I got my tickets. That should be a really cool show. Then the set started with the Dirty Mac, the one-off English supergroup from 1968 with John Lennon, Eric Clapton, Keith Richards, and Mitch Mitchell. No wonder it sounded so great doing the Beatles song Your Blues, which had been on the White Album. One second here.
Hey everybody, this is Walter Trout, and you're right here listening to Marion Faro on Rock Under the Radar, right here on WMFO.
That's Tufts University Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
All right, now, sadly, we lost yet another rocker last week. It's happening a lot, isn't it? You know, this time it was Fast Eddie Clark, the guitarist from the classic lineup of Motorhead, which included Phil, Filthy Animal Taylor, as well as Lemmy. And Fast Eddie Clark died last Wednesday night at the age of 67 while in the hospital for pneumonia. 67, too young, huh? A lot of them are dying younger than you might expect, too. He was the last living member of that classic lineup of Motorhead, as Lemmy died in December of 2015, and Taylor the month before him. Fast Eddie Clark was in Motorhead from 1976 to 82, then co-founded the band Fastway with Pete Way from UFO. And as a tribute, I have a couple of Motorhead songs from Clark's time with the band, and then something from Fastway. Now, Fast Eddie was with Motorhead during a lot of their big songs. One of them being probably the best known one, the Ace of Spades. And so that's the first one I'm going to play, Ace of Spades, which was on the album of the same name in 1980. So here is Motorhead. Rest in peace, Fast Eddie Clark.
the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
One night I was laying down, oh Lord, and I heard my mom and papa talking. I heard them say, man, you gotta let that boy boogie woogie, 'cause it's in him, it's got to come out. I felt so good. I think I've been booging just the same as I have.
Oh, just got your lander, baby. Too bad you can't come home.
That was some the Led Zeppelin from the Live at the BBC disc, BBC sessions. And that was A Whole Lot of Love medley. I've played that here before and people really liked it, so I thought I'd do it again. And before that, we had our tribute to Fast Eddie Clark, guitarist from the classic lineup of Motorhead. And he said he died last Wednesday night at the age of 67. Sad. So young they're going these days, huh? I know. Well, so anyway, first you heard Motorhead's Ace of Spades, which was on the 1980 album of the same name, and then Iron Fist from their 82 album of that same name. And following that was Fastway with Say What You Will from their 1983 self-titled debut. So that was a brief tribute to Fast Eddie Clark, and you could hear him playing pretty fast, probably where he got his nickname from, you know. That guitar was moving. Anyway, rest in peace, Mr. Clark. And for those of you who, some people believe in heaven and think of it as almost like a reunion in the sky. And for those who believe that, you can imagine the classic lineup of Motorhead rocking out in heaven, huh? Yeah, since they're all gone now. That's sad. Anyway, now I have, let's see, what do I have for you? Oh, yes, I have a local and beyond blues guitarist Peter Pacek with the title song from his brand new album, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. And on Saturday night, he'll be having its CD release party at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge, Mass. So here is Peter Pacek, excellent guitarist.
Everybody wanted life. Nobody wanted to cry. Everybody wanna laugh. Nobody wanted to cry. Everybody wanna go to heaven. Nobody want to die. Everybody wanna hear the truth. Yet they all like to tell a lie. Everybody wanna hear the truth, yet they all like to tell a lie. Everybody wanna go to heaven.
Everybody wanna know the reason without ever asking why. Everybody wanna know the reason without ever asking why. Everybody wanna go to heaven and nobody want to die.
Truth. You fell out of the sky. train track. Looking for a way back. Feeling kinda high low. Watching everybody follow. Summit. Gonna grab a tune and hum it. Can we even bother? To treat it like our father.
Let me see now. I just played first off, let's get to the beginning of the set. I played local guitarist Peter Pacek with the title track from his new CD, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. And as I said, he Saturday night, he's having a CD release party at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge, Mass. This then was Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band doing How Can I Let You Go from their new album, The Courage of the Lonely. I love Rick's vocals on that song. Sounds great. And they're going to be playing at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on Saturday night. Now, let's see. I just played for you songs from a couple of brand new albums that I just got a hold of today. And first time I heard them, too. I thought they'd end up being good, and I was right, they were, so that's a good thing, huh? First one was from new Joe Satriani album called What Happens Next, and the song was Energy. On the album with him, it's a power trio. He's got Glenn Hughes on bass and Chad Smith on drums. I've only heard a couple of songs so far, but what I've heard's really good, like what I just played, and I'm sure the rest of it's great too. I mean, Joe Satriani, come on, he's bringing his G3 guitar tour to town. I forget when it is, in the next couple of months, I think, and this year it's going to be. Sorry about that. I accidentally hit something with my thing, and all of a sudden it started a song. We already heard that one. What was I talking about? Oh, yes, Joe Satriani bringing the G3 to town. This time it's with him, John Petrucci from Dream Theater, and Phil Collin, who was with Def Leppard. So that should be interesting. And after Joe Satriani, I played from the brand new album by Ty Tabor, the guitarist for King's X and the Jelly Jam. And that song was Freight Train, and the album is called Alien Beans. Said I hadn't heard these songs before. I just took a chance and said, you know, I bet these are good songs, because I have what I've heard from these folks I've very much liked. So I said, why not, you know? Why not do something there? So that's what we heard. Now I get to see I'm winging it now, because the songs I had already scheduled I've gone through, so I'm going to wing it and see what else I'm going to play. I don't know yet, but I got to put in a PSA, so I should do that right now and then see what I'm going to play after that. Okay, does that sound all right to you? Alrighty, sounds all right to me too. Here we go.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
All right, now I still have to figure out what I want to play. I don't know yet. I have a bunch of CDs here, but I already played the ones that are in here. I'm going to have to redo. What can I grab for you now? Let me see. Hold on a minute. I am sorry. I'm kind of spacing now. But let's see now. What might you enjoy hearing? This one might work, huh? It's okay to repeat. You know, you can't repeat too many by artists, but you can repeat a few, right? So I'll do that. Let me see now. I think everyone will enjoy this. I'm sure you will. 1 second while it loads up there. Hello. Here we go. All right. Excuse me, as something is being weird here and I'm not sure what. Trying to play something and it's not happening. Let's see, maybe I could get it now.